KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear this afternoon with highs around 49. Northerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 20. Clear skies again tomorrow, highs around 44. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 43.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the number of Kansas children going through the adoption process has increased over the past few years, with the last 4 years averaging roughly 1,000 adoptions per year. That's an increase from roughly 730 from the prior 8 years. According to a press release from Governor Laura Kelly, she says the statewide figures climbing on adoption are due to investing in training and support to foster care staff and prospective adoptive families. KAKE News reports that back in 2019, the Department of Children and Families did deploy staff to identify, track, and monitor youth who experienced barriers to adoption. In other news, the NAACP Topeka Unit, the Kansas People of Color Legislative Action Coalition, and others joined into a group demanding action from the city of Topeka after the latest two police killings in the recent weeks.
We got to hear our people. We have to keep our people safe. To have the conversation, which has been about 2 years now, we've been having this conversation and bringing it to the table over and over again repeatedly. It's time that we take action.
Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With KAKE First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in KAKE land.
Trust Jay Prater and KAKE First Alert, your weather authority. KAKE News, on your side.
Mother Nature hasn't been too kind this summer, but nonetheless, we still need to plan for fall planting. Whether you're planting wheat, alfalfa, cover crops, triticale, barley, or thinking about a grazing plan for this winter, give Kaufman Seeds a call. We have you covered for all your planting needs. That's Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your seed needs.
Police departments around the state of Kansas are warning the public about scammers potentially posing themselves as county police departments. The latest, according to KSNT News, comes out of Pottawatomie County as Wamego police are warning individuals about the latest scammer, where they say the imposter has threatened individuals with an arrest warrant and demands money due to the registered offender not being in compliance. The Wamego Police Department says it's a fairly new angle to theft and reminds individuals that no officer, deputy, FBI agent, DEA agent, U.S. Marshal, or others will ever ask or demand money over the phone, internet, or in person, regardless of the situation. In other news, the Dodge City Community College has announced their work on restoring their 52-year-old auxiliary gym. KWCH News reports that according to the university, the gym has been closed for several years, where they say an undetected water leak has wreaked havoc on the west side of the basketball courts. After discussing options, the college said that they would try to save the gym's original maple floor rather than replacing it. The project will cost the university roughly $48,000.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as election season gets closer for the state of Nebraska, different organizations across the state got together on Thursday to try and educate individuals on the upcoming election, the candidates, and the issues on the ballot.
We want people to be informed when they go into the, whether they vote by mail or go to a polling location. We want to make sure that people are aware of the candidates.
That was Cindy Glissman, the co-president of the League of Women Voters for the Greater Omaha area on KETV. T. Michael Williams, the president of the Omaha NAACP, also talked about the importance of voting.
America functions, the democracy functions through individuals participating, and the major way we participate is by people casting their ballot.
alongside many of the candidates that will be on the ballot in November. They also include a ballot initiative like raising the minimum wage and requiring voter ID for the state of Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
As we head into fall, it's time to start thinking about all our favorite tailgating and game day foods. At Yoder Meats, we want to help, and we've got all the right products to make any meat-eating experience great. Ribs, pork butt, brisket, multiple sausage and brat flavors, rolled and tied chuck roast, and so much more. Stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location today to pick out your next fall event's main meat course. Follow us on Facebook for all the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall and Washington County Commissioners meetings last week were mostly routine business. Washington County Commissioners did approve an increase in landfill dump fees based on increase in transportation and drop fees. Nemahal County Senior Service Public Transit Director presented Commissioners results of the Senior Services Needs Assessment that's sent out in August and spoke about appointing new members to the Advisory Council. A motion was moved to appoint Heaven Schutte to the Kansas Mental Health and Guidance Center Board of Directors, effective immediately. Commissioners traveled to Granada Township to look at a bridge along T Road between 88th and 96th Roads. That bridge has been taken out. Only a small section of T Road is maintained by Granada Township. Commissioners made no decision regards putting a bridge back at this location or officially closing that section of T Road, currently not being maintained. Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet the week of October 17th, due to the Kansas Association of Counties Conference. Their next meeting will be Monday, October 24th. A man reported missing in Washington County September 21st has been identified as the victim of a single vehicle crash in northern Clay County, which was discovered by county workers Thursday. Silvestrio Mays Pinedo, age 38, was the driver of a vehicle found down a creek embankment on K-859 Utah Road. Indications were the accident may have happened sometime back, but was just recently discovered north of Green in northern Clay County. Investigation continues. The victim, again, is 38-year-old Silvestro Mejiz Pinedo, who had residences in Greenleaf and Manhattan. The Medicare Part D prescription drug plan open enrollment for 2023 began October 15th and continues through December 7. Extension service in Marshall and Washington counties are accepting appointments and encourage annual reviews. There are a number of changes in price, copay, and coverage plans this year. Those on insulin are especially encouraged to review plans. In Marshall County, contact the Extension Office or RSVP. In Washington County, Schick volunteers will assist this year, and appointments may be made through the River Valley Extension District Washington Office. They will set a date and provide a worksheet to outline your needs and advise of other related materials that you may want to have on hand. Again, open enrollment for Medicare Part D ends December 7th. Appointments for assistance are now being accepted through the local extension offices or RSVP. Funeral Planning 101 will be offered by the Marysville Public Library as part of their adult education series Monday evening at 5:30. Woody Wallstrom will present the program. For additional details, contact Marysville Public Library. Marysville Public Library continues their adult education series with Funeral Planning 101, featured Monday evening, October 17th at 5:30. Marshall County Health Department continues their flu outreach clinics Tuesday, October 18th, in Frankfort at the Nutrition Site 9 to 10 a.m. and Vermilion City Hall 10:30 to 11:10.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank. We deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
My Sister's Closet Boutique in Waterville has all you need for your wardrobe this season. They specialize in the latest fashion trends. Don't get caught in last year's style. Stop in and refresh your wardrobe with all your favorite team colors. Stock your closet with cute, comfortable, trendy, and affordable options. Hurry to MSC today or start your shopping online at mysisterscloset.kansas.com. Big city style with small town service. Come and spend a day at MSC in Waterville.
Join Russ Dieter celebrating 33 years at Seneca Furniture. All this week, register for prizes and take advantage of furniture specials, including Ashley, Best, LaCrosse, Lazy Boy, Sealy Forever Bed, and more. Shop a tremendous selection at both 401 Main in Seneca and 26 North 4th Street. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 2. Find them on Facebook and celebrate 33 years this week with Seneca Furniture.
Here's a look at your KMDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As a large area of cool Canadian high pressure builds in across the region over the next few days, temperatures staying well below average for this time of year, with high temperatures for this afternoon staying confined to the lower part of the 50s despite lots of sunshine, with our winds out of the north at around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Then for tonight, cold enough for a hard freeze, with overnight lows looking to drop back into the lower 20s with mostly clear skies. Still well shy of average even into your Tuesday, not getting out of the 40s for afternoon high temperatures, and another night dropping back into the lower 20s for your Tuesday night. But then as that area of high pressure slowly begins to push off to the east into the day on Wednesday, and winds turn more to the south and southwest, some milder temperatures making a return back in the low 60s Wednesday, closer to average by Thursday, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, mid-October 69, record high on this date 91, the average low 44, and the record low 25. Sunrise this morning 7:39, sunset this evening 6:46. Another frost early this morning. Hard freeze expected tomorrow morning.
Next time someone calls you bird-brained, you might have to say, ain't it the truth? All about our bird-like brains today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 17th, the 290th day of the year. On the birthday calendar, actress Rita Hayworth was born on this day, and singer Alan Jackson has 64 candles on the cake. Almanac readers have a special fondness for backyard songbirds, and there may be more kinship between our species than previously known. Unlike other animals, which are born with preset vocalizations, birds and humans are among few creatures that learn language from our parents. Researchers studying zebra finches found they learn to vocalize using the left side of the brain, just like humans. Like us, they have a babbling phase as infants, then they perfected the ability to mimic their parents. Unlike many of us, though, the birds eventually stop babbling once they reach adolescence. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The ghouls and ghosts are out again as fall starts to take over. Start your spooktacular fall by stopping at the Garden of Eden in Marysville, providing unique gifts for all the holidays coming up, and be sure to give them a call for all your floral arrangement needs. Dive right into fall this year with the Garden of Eden, where their flowers have superpowers.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, after a close back-and-forth game throughout most of the game with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills, the Bills end up taking away the victory from the Chiefs, 24-20 final score for their Sunday evening game, as it went down to the wire within the last minute of the game when the Bills scored their final touchdown. And with the final attempted drive for the Kansas City Chiefs, it didn't end too well for Patrick Mahomes.
First and 10. Mahomes intercepted! And that's Taron Johnson! With the theft! Unbelievable!
That is the second loss for the Kansas City Chiefs for the season so far, as their record now sits at 4-2. The Buffalo Bills are up to 5-1 and number one in the AFC East. The Chiefs are still number one in the AFC West right now with their 4-2 record. They now head on the road to take on the San Francisco 49ers next Sunday with the same kickoff at 3:25 p.m. The 49ers right now are number one in the NFC West with a record of 3-3 overall.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
After a strong start to the college football season, the Kansas University Jayhawks are now 0-2 for the last 2 weeks as they fell to the Oklahoma Sooners over the weekend with a final score of 52-42 in their game. That's right after the now number 8 TCU Horned Frogs ended up beating Kansas last week 38-31. Kansas started off at number 1 in the Big 12 Conference, but are now sitting 2-2 in conference play. Overall, 5-2 on the series and sitting number 5 in the Big 12. After the victory, the Oklahoma Sooners bumped up one slot in the Big 12, with Iowa State falling dead last. Kansas remains on the road as they head out to Baylor next Saturday with kickoff again at 11 a.m. The Oklahoma Sooners have a bye week this coming up week before they head back onto the road to take on Iowa State on October 29th. The Kansas State Wildcats had a bye week this week as they're still relishing off their one-point victory from Iowa State. Kansas State is still number 17 nationwide, and they are tied for first in the Big 12 Conference with TCU still sitting 3-0 in conference play. They take on TCU coming up this Saturday with kickoff at 7 p.m.
Friday night football scores. Axtell remains perfect, defeating Frankfurt 62-14. Hanover tripped Lynn 62-12. Valley Heights fell to Waubonsie 56-8. Centralia over Riverside, 26-20. Diller O'Dell shut out by Johnson Brock, 71-0. Marysville took Hiawatha, 43-13. Rock Creek over Clay Center, 42-21. Beloit shut out Concordia, 42-0. Abilene over Augusta, 35-14. Heston beat Chapman. Washington County fell to El Saline Thursday, 46-12.
The Marysville Bulldogs improved to 3-1 overall and 2-1 in district play as the Bulldogs defeated the Hiawatha Redhawks 43-13 on senior night in Marysville. Marysville senior Brooke Williams scored from 1 yard out on Marysville's first possession to take a 7-0 lead, but Hiawatha quickly responded with a 40-yard touchdown run by QB Ashton Roke. Marysville regained the lead on a 19-yard touchdown run by Will Otot with 3:57 to go in the first. And Marysville never looked back. A 37-yard Will Otot run with 11:14 to go in the half and a 37-yard run by Rook Williams with 4:41 to go gave Marysville a 29-7 lead at half. Two more Marysville touchdowns, one each by Otot and Williams, gave each three on the night, which expanded the score to 43-7. as senior Jack Lauer was 6-for-6 on point after touchdown kicks, and Will Otot threw a pass to Devin Tomer for 2 on one of the PAT attempts. A Hiawatha TD pass, Roki to Caden Morton, cut the final to 43-13. Marysville winners over Hiawatha. Tristan Schaefer blocked a punt and a point after touchdown attempt tonight. Marysville travels to Clay Center next Friday with a chance to finish second in the district. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Jason Brenniger.
The Axel Eagles move to 7-0 on this season as they continue their march for back-to-back state titles as they defeat the Frankfort Wildcats 62-14 here on Parents' Night in Axel. It was all Axel in the first quarter as they opened it up 24-0. Frankfort got their first score of the game on a 40-yard touchdown pass from Wes Anderson to Lane Loizo. And as Loizo got his second touchdown of the game a few minutes later for the only two scores for Frankfort tonight. After 6:36 left to go in the second quarter, it was all Axel with some big plays and some long drives move this game on into halftime. Coming out of half, Axel put it away with an Eli Broxerman 5-yard touchdown run, making it 62-14. Once again, Axel moves to 7-0 on the season. Frankfort falls to 3-4. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I am Max Blasky.
Marysville High girls tennis team finishes runner-up to Wichita Collegiate in the Class 1-2-3A state tournament at Topeka. Shea Kramer places fifth in singles, going 4-1, with a loss to the eventual state champion. Doubles team of Grace Winkler and Caden Spurgeon took seventh, defeating teammates Rose Latta and Aubrey Veering, who finished eighth. Ava Spicer went 0-2 in singles competition. Hanover took Donovan West in straight sets Saturday 25-21, 25-22 in the Twin Valley League Volleyball Tournament Championship, confirming a regular season league title for the Lady Wildcats. They advanced with a semifinal win in three sets over Centralia, and Donovan West took Washington County in the semifinals, with Centralia taking Washington County in the consolations. Silas Miller of Marysville won the NCKL Boys League title, breaking his own school record with a time of 15:50.83, 30 seconds faster than a year ago, and the team, with four runners-up in the top 20, finished runner-up to Wamego. MHS girls finished fifth, with three in the top 20, led by Bryn O'Neill, finishing third.
Act now to prevent iris borer from infesting your iris plants and ruining their beautiful floral display. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The iris borer adult is a day-flying moth. It lays its eggs in leaf litter of the iris plants each fall. The eggs overwinter in the leaf debris and hatch in the spring when the leaves are about 4 to 6 inches tall. Fall cleanup, removing the old iris leaves, is often enough to control this pest. Removing the place they prefer to lay their eggs sends the moth looking elsewhere. Continue to monitor this pest throughout the growing season. Watch for streaks running down the leaf that indicate the borers have entered and are feeding in the plant. Pinch the base of the streak to kill the borer. In summer, dig any borer-infested iris plants. Cut away damaged and rotten portions of the rhizomes and replant healthy sections for future blooms. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
What's the best way to move people and supplies across a desert? Well, the answer may depend on what desert you are attempting to cross. The U.S. military decided to think outside the box. What resulted was an unusual sight to see in the mid-1800s. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It all began with a goal of moving people and supplies across the country.
They were trying to find an all-weather road all the way across the United States. There was one that was being proposed that went through Utah, and there was one proposed to go through Yuma. A man named Lieutenant Beale came up with the idea of going in between because there's less mountains and there's less desert coming this way.
Vicki Sayer says that way passed through what is today Kingman, Arizona and Laughlin, Nevada. Soon, Lieutenant Beale had proposed the help of an interesting group of animals to assist with building that road.
He also found out that they had camels available. They were already in Texas. He used the camels on this road.
Soon, a caravan of camels was under the direction of the U.S. military, blazing a trail through the American Southwest. It had its ups and downs.
The camels were out here just for a couple of trips across, and they did quite well. According to Beale, he said that they could eat anything. They could pack more on them than they could with mules. They also said that the only problem they had was that the soldiers couldn't speak Arabic, so they had a hard time dealing with the camels. The camels would spit on you if they got upset.
The route and the camels all proved to be good ideas, but something else intervened.
His plan was to bring it all the way across. Unfortunately, the Civil War happened, so they went with the northern route, and the railroad went through Utah.
So what happened to those camels? A new and interesting tale was soon to unfold, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Bullhead City, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
Thistles are pesky plants to control because of their vast root systems. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. When it comes to getting rid of them, timing is everything as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Walk through your pastures and scout for thistles. The wily weeds propagate very quickly and choke out any grasses growing there. Animals won't graze near them because of their prickly spines and unpalatable flavor, which can lead to overgrazing in other areas. Chris Proctor is a weed management extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the best time to control biennial and perennial thistles is now through early November, when the weed is at its most vulnerable in the rosette stage.
The plants are just small at that point. And so if we're talking, herbicide controls, generally speaking, the smaller the plants, the more effective the control is. I'd say the other part is they're still actively growing. Once they go through winter, they kind of have to harden themselves off to survive winter. And so if you can catch them in the fall as a rosette, they haven't gone through that overwintering process and that dormancy process. And so you tend to have more effective control.
Small populations are much easier to control than larger, more robust populations. Mowing, burning, and digging out the plants will weaken them and may help the effectiveness of herbicides. But keep in mind that there is no one-and-done silver bullet when it comes to good thistle control.
You're not going to kill all those rhizomes and those deep-rooted plants in 1 year. If you've got a pretty well-established stand, it's going to be a multi-year process to manage it. So one of the keys is preventing these weeds from setting seed. If they go to seed, you're extending the amount of time it's going to take to get ahead of it. So part of this is controlling the seed bank.
Using good cultural practices that result in vigorous, dense, and uniform stands will help keep pastures competitive with invading weeds. Learn more about battling thistles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Budget can be like starting out with healthy eating. If you're overly ambitious, you'll probably fail. But if you approach dieting and budgeting thoughtfully, it will be more achievable. Plus, you won't have to deprive yourself from a good piece of cake every once in a while. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. It can be easy to get caught up in the moment and set unrealistic goals. And if you're anything like me, I expect perfection right from the get-go. But the reality is, when setting a new budget, small and consistent actions make a big impact.
Maybe a small step for you is using a savings app at the grocery store. Or maybe it's selling unused household items online to make some extra cash. Repeating those minor yet achievable steps adds up over time and can give you more confidence when it comes to your finances. Whatever those small steps mean for you, just remember that when you're purposeful with your money, it can help you achieve financial clarity.
4-H, for youth, for America, 4-H.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Andy's Hardware and Lumber, Christy Anders Funeral Home, Wanklin Oil, and the Animal Health Center in Washington.
Hi, my name's Brooke Porter. I'm a member of the Wide Awake 4-H Club in Marshall County. I have been in 4-H for 10 years, and I am currently 16 years old, and my favorite project would have to be the Horse Project.
Hi, my name is Tessa Miller. I'm a part of the Wide Awake 4-H Club in Marshall County. This is my 8th year in 4-H, and I'm currently 15 years old, and my favorite project is the Swine Project.
Hi, my name is Krista Porter. I'm part of the Wide Awake 4-H Club in Marshall County. I've been in 4-H for 10 years, and I'm currently 14 years old, and my favorite project is the Dog Project.
The world today isn't what it used to be. It is bigger and faster than even before. But in the face of real-life challenges, kids in 4-H are inspired to do.
From cooking to coding, science to service, doing teaches us.
To build our confidence, pursue our passions, and empower true leaders.
Help us celebrate this year's National 4-H Week, October 2nd through the 8th, by joining our movement to inspire kids to do.
Join 4-H and explore exciting ways to grow and do together. Visit kansas4-h.org to learn more.
Hi, my name is Kinsey Wessel with the Wide Awake 4-H Club, and I've been in 4-H for 8 years, and I'm 14 years old, and my favorite project is the Horse Project.
Hi, I'm Kennedy Bishop, and I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 7 years, and I'm 14 years old. My favorite project is the Beef Project.
Hi, my name is Kinsley Gillig. I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club, and I've been in this club for 8 years, and my favorite project is the Cattle Project.
The world today isn't what it used to be. It's bigger, faster, and more advanced than ever before. But in the face of real-life challenges, kids in 4-H are inspired to do.
To build our confidence, to pursue our passions, to empower true leaders one day lead us all. You see, 4-H isn't just another club.
It's an action-taking, skills-making, friendship-making society made up of doers like you and like yours.
So instead of wondering what the future will hold, do something now to help all of us shape it.
Help us celebrate this year's National 4-H Week by joining our movement to inspire kids to do. 4-H youth, parents, volunteers, and alumni will celebrate National 4-H Week from October 2nd through the 8th.
Join 4-H and explore exciting ways to grow and do together. Visit kansas4-h.org to learn more.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Andy's Hardware and Lumber, Christy Anders Funeral Home, Wanklin Oil, and the Animal Health Center in Washington.
An update on Mexico's proposal to ban genetically modified corn today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
2 years ago, Mexico's president decreed that the country would ban genetically modified corn by 2024. Organizations in both the U.S. and Mexico commissioned a study to gauge the economic impact of such a ban. The initial report last March was very recently updated to include grain market changes and the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Minnesota farmer Tom Hague is the new president of the National Corn Growers Association.
They're our major importer of corn, and it started out, it was only going to ban maybe their food grade. Well, as they get deeper into this, it gets tougher because it might ban going into our livestock feed.
The study spells out serious economic ramifications for the U.S., for Mexico, and even Canada, says Hague.
It would be a loss for American corn farmers money-wise, but it'd also increase the food value in Mexico.
Hague says the ban is contrary to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
They're not living up to what they're supposed to, what they negotiated, what they wanted in this trade agreement. It's one we're not going to let go away.
Hague says a legal challenge to the ban is an option, however.
American farmers are not going to stop growing GMO corn.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, October the 17th. Well, last month, Dan Newhouse joined over 80 House colleagues in the introduction of the Protect Farmers from the SEC Act. The legislation is a direct response to the SEC's proposed climate disclosure rule. Now, Newhouse says that the SEC's proposal would force publicly traded companies to require all small, independent family farms to report on-farm data regarding individual operations and day-to-day activities. Now, he says this would hinder the ability of American farmers and ranchers to compete in global markets. The chair of the Western Caucus added, if the federal government is trying to drive family farms out of ag, this proposal from the SEC is a good first step.
It puts so much work and responsibility on the shoulders of family farmers that most people will not be prepared to comply with this proposed law.
Now, specifically, the Protect Farmers from the SEC Act prohibits the SEC from requiring an user of securities to disclose greenhouse gas emissions from upstream and downstream activities in the issuer's value chain arising from a farm. The legislation also defines the production, manufacturing, or harvesting of an ag product through the Agricultural Marking Act of 1946, outlines upstream and downstream activities, and defines greenhouse gases. Finally, the bill removes the SEC's exemptive authority in relation to this act.
Critical that we stand up to these kind of regulations. We say, no, this is just not possible. I encourage every single farmer listening to contact your senator. If you're not my constituent, contact your member of Congress. Let them know that this is too onerous to put on our shoulders, and we must stop it.
That's U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse, a Washington State Republican. I'm Jeff Aiken.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Laura Kelly want to take away your right to self-defense. Laura Kelly supports California-style gun bans, and Kelly would criminalize private transfers of firearms. Kelly is so anti-gun, she even vetoed laws for gun safety education. That's why Laura Kelly earned an F rating from the NRA. But Derek Schmidt supports your right to self-defense. Schmidt supports the right to carry. Schmidt respects Kansas hunting heritage with a firearm of your choice. Rated A+ and endorsed by the NRA, Derek Schmidt will defend your rights. For governor, elect Derek Schmidt.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund, a political action committee. Jason Wime, chairman. NRAPVF.org.
This is Thad Argenbright with Performance Ag in Waterville. Coming to you from a combine cab, harvesting some 46 A09 Enlist E3 A-Series soybeans from Pioneer. What I want you to know is not only do we have our new industry-leading exclusive A-Series E3 soybeans, we also still have the soybeans you've come to know and love, our full extend lineup. Don't let the competition fool you into thinking Pioneer no longer has what you know and love. We do. We also have our awesome lineup of Pioneer corn. Put the two together and you have an absolute winning combination. Call me at 785-313-3064 and find out why. With Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed. You can also follow us on Facebook at Performance Ag LLC. I hope you all have a safe and prosperous harvest and a great day.
Thistles are pesky plants to control because of their vast root systems. When it comes to getting rid of them, timing is everything. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Through your pastures and scout for thistles. The wily weeds propagate very quickly and choke out any grasses growing there. Animals won't graze near them because of their prickly spines and unpalatable flavor, which can lead to overgrazing in other areas. Chris Proctor is a weed management extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the best time to control biennial and perennial thistles is now through early November, when the weed is at its most vulnerable in the rosette stage.
The plants are just small at that point. And so if we're talking, you know, herbicide controls, generally speaking, the smaller the plants, the more effective the control is. I'd say the other part is they're still actively growing. Once they go through winter, they kind of have to harden themselves off to survive winter. And so if you can catch them in the fall as a rosette, they haven't gone through that overwintering process and that dormancy process. And so you tend to have more effective control.
Small populations are much easier to control than larger, more robust populations. Mowing, burning, and digging out the plants will weaken them and may help the effectiveness of herbicides. But keep in mind that there is no one-and-done silver bullet when it comes to good thistle control.
You're not going to kill all those rhizomes and those deep-rooted plants in 1 year. If you got a pretty well-established stand, it's going to be a multi-year process to manage it. So one of the keys is preventing these weeds from setting seed. If they go to seed, you're extending the amount of time it's going to take to get ahead of it. So part of this is controlling the seed bank.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about battling thistles at agriculture.com.
Thirdwood Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics row crop seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids, now offering the largest cash discounts in the industry at 13%. C-Tech corn hybrids are all full flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yields. On the soybean side, Third Road Ag carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. Learn more about better testing, better quality, more technology, and more genetics add up to more production and more profit for you. Contact John Henke with Third Road Ag Sales today and don't miss the 13% cash discount now for a limited time.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Corn for December right now down 7 at 682 and 3 quarters. March corn down 7 and a quarter at 689. Taking a look at Kansas City wheat for December, 951 and a half. That's down 3 quarters. And Kansas City March wheat down a quarter at 950 and a half. Oats for December down 2 and 3 quarters at 395. March oats 401, and that's up a quarter. November soybeans, 1387 and a quarter. That's up 3 and a half. Soybeans for January, 1394 and a half. That's up 1 and 3 quarters. Cotton for December, 8338. That's up 23 cents. Cotton for March at 8226. That's up 27 cents. Live cattle for October, 147.80. That's up 85 cents. Live cattle for December, 149.27 and a half cents. That's up $1.50. Feeder cattle for October, 174.80. That's up a dollar. And feeder cattle for November, 176.57 and a half cents. And that's up $1.80. Gold for October, $16.52. That's up $10.30. December gold right now up $16.40 at $16.65.30. Silver for December, $18.74. That's up 66 cents. And silver for March at $18.88. That's up 60 cents. Wall Street on this Monday looking like this. Dow Jones up 600 points right now, trading at 30,235. S&P up 98 points, trading at 3,681. And NASDAQ currently up 349, trading at 10,670. Taking a look at oil for you. Right now, oil at $86.44 a barrel. That's up 83 cents. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I am Jeff Aiken.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Mother Nature hasn't been too kind this summer, but nonetheless, we still need to plan for fall planting. Whether you're planting wheat, alfalfa, cover crops, triticale, barley, or thinking about a grazing plan for this winter, give Kaufman Seeds a call. We have you covered for all your planting needs. That's Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your seed needs.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
2022 harvest for corn and soybeans is ongoing across the state of Kansas. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State District Agent Sandra Wick shares an update on how harvest has gone so far in the Post Rock District.
It's just been a real challenge this year for our producers out here. The drought has taken a toll on the entire state of Kansas. As far as where we are in the harvest, probably about a month ago, farmers were evaluating especially their corn fields and looking to see if maybe they would need to take it into silage. And so that was happening in about a month ago. And we did have some fields that they did go on and cut it to use for a feed source. Soybeans were kind of just now getting started, but even then, probably about a month ago, they were even looking at even baling soybeans to use as a livestock feed source.
K-State District Agent Jay Wisby continues with harvest updates, but for his counties in the Central Kansas District.
Been another unique year, I would say. Soybeans yield is really all over the board, as low as under 10 to as high as 40s, but not near as many good fields as what we're finding poor. Not too much bragging about how good we're doing this year. From the corn standpoint, we caught one rain in late June about wheat harvest time, and it helped a lot of our dry land corn out. I would say we're pretty fortunate compared to not very far west of here. Another thing that we've been harvesting some is sorghum, milo, and I've noticed some issues where some lodging starting to take place. It cannibalized the stock, and we're having some stock rot issues where we're hoping to get it out before it falls over. It's just a real concern.
Sarah Lancaster, K-State Weed Science Specialist, continues the conversation by addressing the question that many producers have been asking. Can I bale soybeans that were previously treated with herbicides?
If you've sprayed pretty much any of the post-emergence herbicides for soybeans, the labels specifically say that haying and grazing is not allowed. So I know that producers in the field have a very difficult decision to make, but you know, we have to remind folks that the label is the law. And there are actually two products of the 30 or so that we commonly use for post-emergence applications in soybeans. Only two permit haying or grazing. And so as we think about the most common herbicides for soybeans, we've got glyphosate-based products, glufosinate, Enlist products, and the over-the-top dicamba formulations. Of those four groups, only Engenia and Extendamax have labels that do permit grazing or haying after post-emergence herbicide applications.
Once again, those were K-State District Agents Sandra Wick and Jay Wisby providing harvest updates for their respective counties. And Sarah Lancaster, K-State Weed Science Specialist, with insight into the importance of reading the labels of herbicides applied to soybeans this year. More on that can be found in Sarah's latest KSU Agronomy e-update article, which can be found online. From Kansas State University, this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.